And welcome to Tom and Jules Crack a Fat. That was New Order with 5 and 6, just for anyone that was having
a good listen. You enjoyed that, you can download it. Because it's some stupid indie band that no one's ever heard of.
Well, I think actually New Order have been around since like the 80s, so okay. A lot of people would have heard of Tom and Jules.
I take that back and I say download the band from where, Tom?
Anywhere, everywhere.
iTunes, I think is what you meant to say.
Well, yeah, whatever. I don't condone illegal downloading.
Yeah, me neither. That stuff's gay. Gay. Officially, you heard it here first.
Gay.
It's gay.
Gay. So, it's the first July, Jules. June just disappeared, and it has been a shit month.
Hell, June was crap. Now it's all sunny. If you look outside, it's very beautiful.
It's a great day today.
Have a fap. Come on, it's a nice fapping day.
Several faps this morning before the show.
Fap in the sun.
Yeah. I've never fapped outside before.
Oh, really? You're missing out, Tom.
I really want to try it out one day, maybe.
People's Magazine, top 100 things you have to do. Fapping outside came in at a close second.
Really? What was number one?
Number one was snorting cocaine from a hooker's penis.
From a hooker's penis?
Yes.
So,
you have to go to Bangkok.
A lady man.
One note, when have exams officially ended?
I think they ended the 24th of June or something. Okay, most of June, people had exams going.
I see.
So for anyone that's just got off exams, kudos to you. And also welcome to the show.
Let the drugs begin.
Yeah.
No, not drugs. I mean, helping the community out.
Yes.
Washing people's dishes. I help my neighbors out.
Gone to the Sacred Heart Mission and helped the homeless, give them food and stuff a couple thousand times.
Wow, that's
and then
that's
I end
really
up going
impressive.
To Macca's afterwards and just eat pounders to make myself feel good.
Okay. And so, yeah, that's not healthy, Tom. You should probably stop
It's not. Either of all the drugs I've been taking recently.
Yeah.
We don't condone here.
Although
either.
It does help with getting through the show, I must say. So dose up on heroin and have a wonderful
listen to us
hour.
On acid and it'll be a fun show.
Yes.
I will say that it was a sad time when you told me you got chlamydia over June.
Well,
that would add to it, I guess.
It's the risk you take for being, you know, cool.
Being cool.
You know, people say chlamydia is not very cool. That's what I said, Tom, if you listen carefully.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They say chlamydia is not cool. I say...
It is cool.
It's
unprotected
fun.
Sex for the win.
It's whatever.
I've already set up the worst expectations for this show today.
I thought
today.
She was wearing a condom. Okay.
I don't think...
And then it turns out I have to wear the condom.
Yes, that's right. It's very confusing.
See, I like to kind of just push the condom into her, so it's kind of... Her vagina becomes the protective layer, right?
Wow, that is odd. That is a very odd way of doing it, going about it.
You know, back in the dream time, as the Aborigines would say, you used to get wax and you used to kind of, you know, fill out the cavern, so to speak. And so then you don't need to do any protection. But now, you know, the man's all responsible.
Well, you know, you could have just gotten a vasectomy. I've heard they're the rage at the moment.
How's that work? Do you just get a knife and just get
I think it's a
you're
very
done?
Serious operation.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do it. It's just anything around that region. It just makes me cry.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't think I could ever go through with a vasectomy.
Yeah, just looking at it, just
unless,
the size.
Like,
makes me
maybe,
cry.
Maybe later in life, I'll just get sick of just ejaculating. I'll just want to cut them off.
Yeah, you just, you know, waiting for the money shot and then nothing comes and she's disappointed. And she leaves you and takes the kids, the car, the house.
So don't get a vasectomy. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, and you're left up paying the mortgage, which is the worst. I've gone through it many times.
Yeah,
I'm only 18.
You never do your prenups properly. You always put everything in the girl's name and you've lost every time.
And even when I do the prenups, I still end up losing everything.
Yeah,
so,
well, I mean, a lot of the times it's because you've gone to jail for abuse and stuff like that.
Drug addiction. You know, who says you can't hit kids?
The law.
The law.
The law says that.
Not when the policeman's not in my house. He doesn't know what's happening. I can make shit up. I said I love the son when in reality I locked him in the bathroom for giving me a weird look.
Wow, that's... I'm glad I don't live with you, to be honest.
Same. I don't know how I live with myself. So on the show, what is happening?
On the show today, we're going to talk about Wimbledon because that's been going on in the moment.
Wow. Wimbledon is, of course,
Wimbledon, I guess.
Wimbledon. Is that in France?
No, it's in
UK.
It's in the UK. It's the biggest tennis tournament in the world, and there's been some hilarious stories that have come out of it.
Oh, wow. Wait, so, you're telling me Wimbledon is bigger than the Australian Open, Tom?
Yeah, it is. And of course it is.
Okay. I clearly know my tennis.
Yeah. That's going to be a good segment for you, isn't it?
Yes.
We've also got a couple of little stories that have happened to us over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. This is new to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't tell you many things about what happens. Also, there's a story about MySpace, kicking it old school, talking about MySpace.
Serious? Is it what has come kind of comeback?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's trying. It's trying.
It's trying.
And then to continue on with that, we're going to talk about pop music.
Pop music?
Why not? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we know. We
Isn't all music good on pop?
I said pop. Pop.
Oh, shit.
Pop music.
Okay, I knew that. I love pop music.
And then we'll talk about pop music whilst on pot.
Yes, of course. The natural predecessor.
Yeah.
We've got
a couple of other crap, you know, some more crap for everyone.
Yeah, just us talking. No one wants, like, blah, blah,
so
whatever.
If you've hated June for the last couple of months.
Rejoice with us.
Why did I say last couple of months? I said if you've hated June for the last couple of months.
Well, I don't know, Tom. It's your words. I can't really think into your mind. Anyway, I try all the time. But
we're going to help you through the first day of July with some 2 hours of awesomeness.
Mm.
And we're going to start off with a little bit of Tom Veck. You guys are on 3SSR.
Of course, those 2 hours aren't specified.
And now we're gonna be talking about Wimbledon, Jules.
Oh, wow. So what's been happening in the big game?
As I said earlier, it is the biggest tournament in the world, and clearly you did not understand that.
I'm a big StarCraft fan, and I think there are some huge esport games that are not getting recognition.
I don't really know anything about that, so I can't talk to you about...
StarCraft 2, over 2 people on the live stream in Korea.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, good fun.
Really not.
No. I can't see it becoming a popular sport as like tennis, for instance.
Well, tennis is quite huge. Even in Australia, we've got the Australian Open.
Well, that's why I think it's quite big in Australia.
Yeah.
Because of the fact we have its own Open, even in Melbourne, even.
And hey, they've got hot chicks to support it. Maria Sharapova.
Do.
Hello, hello.
Oh, yes.
If you're listening, I am so single right now and always have been. Because I've been waiting for you. Maybe my stand's a bit high.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But... you know, whatever.
Whatever.
So, have you heard about this guy called Bernard Tomic?
No.
If you haven't, which obviously you haven't, he's this new young tennis player, he's about our age, 18.
Yeah.
Who's rose the ranks and et cetera.
Playing for Australia?
He's Australian.
Is he? Because his surname seems a bit dodgy.
He's probably from, like, got the background of a Croatian, like, immigrant or something.
Yeah, because you know how often, like, we'll get people who were, like, born in different countries, but they'll play for Australia.
They will. This is pretty much it. I think he may have been born in Australia.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But anyway, he's been pinned as the next big Leighton Hewitt.
Which
I find absolutely hilarious, because I don't think anyone wants another Leighton Hewitt.
No, we don't want some stupid kid who's been training since he was 8.
Yeah, like...
you know, doing the...
like a subpar tennis player who will win like 1 Grand Slam, get to like number 3, and then just fall away. Everyone will be like, yes, he's going to make it to number 1. He's going to be the best. Australia's the best country in the world. And then he'll disappear.
Yeah, marry some chick from Home and Away.
Yeah.
God, we don't want to support that show.
I don't want to fuck that. But anyway, he did really well in the Wimbledon this year.
Oh, right.
He made it all the way to the quarterfinals, and everyone was going nuts.
And then what happened?
Because he's done nothing beforehand. He came up against the world number 2. Oh,
okay.
Novak Djokovic. And just failed. Just had a big old fail of a tennis match.
What happened was he just...
I think he gave it to him in the first... he won one of the sets, but then Djokovic just rolled him in the end. And it's kind of like, okay, you got to quarterfinals. That's impressive, but at the end of the day, you didn't really do anything.
Now, how's this work? Just a side question. Now, do you get paid when you get up to the semifinals, or do you actually have to win the tournament?
I think you get paid all the way, not all the way through, but like if you get to the final, like 16 even.
Oh, okay.
32 maybe. Like you get paid, not a lot if you're one of the lower ones.
Right,
but
right.
I think everyone does end up getting paid at some point.
Ah, that's...
well, I mean, it's... I guess, like, they have to make money somehow. Apparently, it's their profession to do that.
Because that's what I never got. I always thought, like, first place always got money. I'm like, how are these people supporting their lives? Are they having cardboard for breakfast? Are they, you know, giving gobbies to the senior administrators of FIFA?
Just FIFA is soccer, Julius.
I knew that.
I can see you. You're very good. You're a very talented sports
person. I love
my
tennis. There's Maria Sharapova.
Yes, there is.
And there's the Asian chick, Ching Li Wing.
Ching Li Wing.
Okay. I don't know her name. What's her name?
I don't know.
There's a Ching in there.
There's probably...
50-50 chance there's a Ching. I'm going to take that chance.
You're lucky you're Asian, or I'd say you're incredibly racist right now.
What is her name? It's Lin Na or something.
Yeah, Lin Na, I think.
Lin Na. I'm rooting for her.
Well, she's out of Wimbledon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't even know if
she's...
she...
shit. I don't like her anymore.
Well,
can't even get past, what, the first rank? I know my sporting terms.
Yeah, you're very talented. There's a slam dunk.
All right, so
you were talking about Sharapova just before, and you know we both think she's quite
well,
a looker.
I mean, I've seen her the covers on.
I've seen her in sports magazines,
and I've photoshopped her face onto porn stars, so it all works out.
Okay, just for future reference, I wouldn't talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, the bit where I sell it to my customers.
Yes. Again, that's another thing that you should leave off the radio. Yeah,
I often hang around Safeway. Okay, you want pictures of Maria Sharapova's head photoshopped?
No, you don't say that. You say it's Maria Sharapova. Oh, right. Yeah. Come on, you gotta think.
Sorry.
Like a porn director.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, there. You know how when she plays tennis, and there's a couple of other ones that are like her, and they all grunt incredibly loud.
Yeah. What is that? Is just
well. Scientists brought in equipment to measure the decibels of what it was. So it was kind of, they measured the decibels of when they grunt at their, like when they serve or, you know, I don't know what else they do, but
during sex.
Well, I guess it could, maybe, you know, they're good in bed, at least they're grunting.
Yeah. When I'm having sex with Maria Sharapova, I got to have, you know, earmuffs on because it's just,
hurts. Apparently the grunts are as loud as, standing next to a jackhammer. That's the same decibel. Jesus, like it's messed up, man.
Now, is the whole point of the grunt, is it supposed to intimidate or is it supposed to put off the opponent?
Apparently, the players themselves have always said, it helps put in that extra bit of effort.
Oh, right.
But all the commentators, a lot of other people say that they just do it to put the opponent off.
Yeah.
And I don't really know, but I know that there are lots of tennis players that don't grunt and still can win matches. So I think that it's a bit bullshit.
It's also very annoying. It's just like, is she having sex or is she is she kind of orgasming with every hit?
Also, BBC, because they're the main broadcaster in England for Wimbledon, they brought in this thing, if you watch it on the computer, the live stream, you can turn down the grunts and turn up the commentary or something.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't see the point because why would anybody want to listen to deadbeat tennis players commentate about it?
No, but that's the whole point. That's the, you know, isn't there
That was a great shot from Lina.
Isn't there the guy from Australia who's the French player who's entertaining?
I don't know who's on BBC. I assume they're all British.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I think Bargain Hunt, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly. That guy from Bargain Hunt is on the show.
Well, did you know that racket was made in the 1800s? Shut up! Shut up! I don't care!
Also, you know Federer, of course.
Oh, yes. Big fan of Federer. Don't watch any of his games, I'm a huge fan. Enough.
He's currently number 3 in the world, and he got beaten the other day by Songa, who is this absolute... French guy.
I love these names.
I know, they're Songa, great names.
Djokovic. If you just add a Vic on the end.
Well, there's so many names like that. Like Sharapova, Kvitova, Azarenka. they're all European. They're all the same person, basically.
Right. So this is kind of, they're all from Russia or France.
Russia has a lot of tennis players, but also Croatia, Slovenia, places like that European... area.
And if they're not good at tennis, they can always fall back on chess.
And being a Russian male order bride.
Yeah.
I'm sure anyone would want to pick up a tennis player.
Sharapova would go $5 over eBay, I reckon.
No, she'd go $5 million. A date with Sharapova, that'd go ridiculous.
Yeah, if you could afford the protective earmuffs. Because I assume she's just, hey, how's it going? It's like, you don't need to shout. I'm sitting right next to you.
It's okay. If you shout while we're having sex, it's going to put me off. I don't need to be put off. I'm trying to be in the zone right now.
Yeah. But it's good because if you're having sex with Sharapova, it's good because you let the neighbors know, hey, look, I'm having sex with Sharapova.
So they know exactly what's up right now.
All those loud screams, you know, miles away.
You get the TV cameras coming right to your front door. Yeah.
You have to actually film from a couple kilometers away because the microphone
breaks the camera.
Not good. Tennis.
Federer, as I was trying to say before he got caught up in Sharapova.
That guy.
It always ends up in Sharapova.
Well, it's
He got beaten. So I'm thinking that, you know, this guy Songa was 15 in the world. I think Federer might be on the way out.
Uh-huh. Well, who's number one?
It's currently Rafael Nadal from Spain.
Number two?
Novak Djokovic, and then it goes Federer. Because I have no idea who else it is. I don't care.
I just one of the Williams sisters.
Yeah, Serena's in the men's draw now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she certainly looks the part. she's built
man. She definitely has the build.
And I reckon she could beat a number of those. Do they ever have matches with men and women?
You can get mixed doubles matches. So when they play doubles. It's a man and a woman versus another man and a woman.
But it's never 1v1.
No. They don't play singles man versus... Because I think it's all about equality and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, apparently, you know, different genetics. It comes down to that old stuff back in the olden days.
Yeah.
And finally, what else I found to be a bit funny is Kate Middleton and Prince William came to Wimbledon. The new married couple, royalty coming to Wimbledon. It's fantastic. But also Pippa... And her boyfriend, I don't know who he is, just some boyfriend, also came with them. And the whole time, all the cameras and all that, all the media was focused on Pippa. rather than Kate and William. And like, I found that ridiculous. Like, she just pops out of nowhere at the wedding and now she is the most popular person in the world. Wow. And even the dress that she wore is to be auctioned. The dress she wore at Wimbledon is to be auctioned off on eBay.
Oh, really? So she's... I mean, you think she wouldn't need money. I mean, well, she's...
I don't even know if it's for her. I mean, it could be for charity or something, but I just find it funny that they're going to go to Pippa over everyone else, like over William and like the actual royalty. Like, she's just on the side.
Well, we've all seen the pictures of her with the, in the bikini. And I think actually one guy proposed like $1 billion or some immense amount for her to do a porno.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Wow. I don't think she's going to do it.
I'm sure that guy that like offered it was a big fat dude that's never left the house.
Some Russian guy who's a huge Pippa fan, oil magnate.
He was just having a good old fap when the wedding was on. He's got it on record.
He pays teams to Photoshop her onto porn stars. You know, they get porn stars with her body. And yeah, it's just amazing. I think I'm going to do it for myself in the future when I get big.
Oh yeah, I think that's a good idea, good investment.
Because I'm going to be on Channel 31 soon with my new sitcom. Julius and Julius.
Julius and Julius.
It's a great idea. Basically, they clone me.
Oh, are they actually they're cloning you on the show, or are you actually being cloned?
Well, actually, what we're doing, the camera trick where they film one bit,
like,
and then
Chris
it's,
Lilly.
Yeah, Chris Lilly
style. Kind of so thing. You're pretty much copying him.
Yeah, but you know, I think I'm going to do it better. Because there's going to be nudity, there's going to be money shots, it's going to be excellent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't watch it.
No,
we've got no funding. No, in fact, I'm not even on Channel 31. I'm just pretty much, I go in at night and break in, use their equipment and then piss off.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
For the breakfast show. you're listening to Tom and Jules Crack a Fat.
Somehow we got to something else that had no relevance to tennis.
Well, you know, I love tennis, and you know what? You're going to love this
song.
No,
we don't love tennis at
all. I love tennis, Tom! Oh, whatever, it's my favourite sport.
You guys are on 3SSR. So, we were just talking... In the break, Jules, we were just talking about how much we actually hate tennis, right?
I love... Okay, yeah.
come on, seriously. You're watching tennis. It's just like the ball's going back and forth. It's not a fun sport to watch.
Yeah, you know, it's soccer. I mean, it's okay.
You know, just a lot of sports, I'm going to say, are not fun to watch on TV. Cricket, for one, sucks on TV.
What is with 5 days of nothing?
It just doesn't interest me to watch it. I enjoy cricket. I used to play it for a long time. I hate watching it on television. I think it's the most boring shit ever.
Well, where's the logic? You like playing cricket, but you don't like watching it?
No, because watching is different because you're just sitting there. It is. Playing it, you're actually involved in something.
Yeah, playing, you're just standing there. That's the difference.
No,
you're standing
you
in the
bowl,
middle of the field.
There's bowling and there's batting and there's other things.
Tell me, what percentage of the players or the team get to bowl? One guy.
No,
the rest
not
are out
true.
On
every,
the...
Not maybe if you play for fucking Australia or something.
Yeah.
You play local cricket, you get a bowl every game. You get to verse big old fat dudes.
I just don't get it. It's...
But beat their wives afterwards. I've played cricket with a lot of drunk people in my little country town of Mumbulk.
So in other words, alcohol is what makes it
interesting. Yeah, it makes it good times. God, I don't enjoy cricket. Anyway, I was thinking... We need to find a way to like make these things more interesting.
Add an element of surprise.
Something like I thought maybe like, you know, just play tennis just completely naked. That'd be fun.
Oh, well, what if you got hit by the ball, Tom,
well, then
in the nads?
That adds an extra element. The crowd will go nuts to see someone...
the embarrassment.
Someone accidentally hits themselves in the nuts with the cricket, I mean, with the racket.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
No.
You'd want to watch it. And then for like the creepos, like the dudes, I mean, the girls are naked. So
yeah.
You get
hello.
Get to see a little bit of flesh. And vice versa, if you're a lady and you want to see, you know, some doodles.
Disgusting, Tom.
I think that's a genius idea, really.
I think the sportsmen or the athletes, as they call themselves, of course, tennis, not really a real sport. Sorry.
You're telling it how it
hurts.
But,
I mean, surely that the counter-argument, you know, the dangly parts would kind of, you know, affect
their skill. I'm not saying it's a good... good for the tennis players. Yeah. I think it's good for the audience. I'm talking from an audience perspective.
What if you're a black player, accidentally turkey the other player? I don't know how that works, but what if they touch? Well, that's disgusting in a teams match.
Yeah, in doubles, men's doubles just instead of high-fiving, they can just like touch each other's penises. Wouldn't that be something to watch?
That would, yeah, yes, Tom. I don't know. The first gay team. But I don't know.
It's not just not gay to touch penises.
Well, I think the problem, the real issue is with the cameramen. I mean, they'd be focusing on...
On the female.
Yeah, you just...
Well, if it was a male match, nobody would want to go. They'd be like, oh, God, four naked dudes on playing tennis.
No, the women would be going to that shit. Oh, and here's another issue. What if you have streakers going in to touch the private
parts?
Well,
the streakers will be fully clothed, obviously, because it's opposite world, technically.
I see. Oh, that's sick, man. He's wearing a jacket, a scarf. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Exactly. It's like that ad that used to be on. Do you remember the Dodo ad? Like, you know, the Dodo phone company.
Yes,
anyway, if anyone remembers, it was a cricket match, but everyone was playing it nude.
Oh.
And then the streaker was someone in clothes, and they were like, that is so offensive. Like, horrible ad. Hated it.
Dodo stealing our ideas
I know,
from the past.
I know, bullshit. I also thought maybe like harsher penalties for when people like mess up, like hit the ball out, like the crowd gets to throw rocks at you.
Oh, yes.
Or other things
I'm
like that.
I'm pretty sure that happens in the Middle East Open. I think it's just all women matches
they're
for some reason.
Playing quicksand.
Yeah. Add a couple of camels on the
last
the
person
pitch.
That isn't sunken into the quicksand is the winner, obviously. Yeah.
Of course, once you're halfway in, you're kind of stuck there. So yeah, you become part of the course. And so then the other players come in, they've got to kind of play around you.
Yeah, it's obstacles. Again, very interesting.
Yeah, I think we need more like a Mario Tennis kind of thing. Where you have, you know, special items, you know, throw green shells kind of thing. you know, get the lightning.
I think we get the
huge Telsa coils.
Yeah.
So halfway during the match, you know, just a little lightning. Or we can get like the ball boys to get, you know, the friction, you know, rub their feet on the ground, zap, you know, put them off. And, you know, the stars would probably get pissed and beat the shit out of ball boys. But that would make for great TV.
Again, this is about, you know, great TV, giving the audience what they want.
Or we could have the reality TV aspect. So, you know, add the kind of the Master Chef perspective.
Yes,
so then we go to the diary room.
Yes.
It's like, oh, Williams is a bitch. You know, I don't like black people. Get the real kind of the racist perspective. Because everyone loves racism.
At the
racism.
End of the game, somebody gets voted out.
Yeah. It's like, listen, you won the match 6-0, but
everyone hates you, so see
you
later.
You lost the voting count.
Exactly.
Text in who's hotter, and whoever wins that gets to proceed
exactly.
to the next round.
I also think that a good idea would be to have massive dance parties between the sets. So, like, they finish a set, they're like, good game, everyone's clapping. Music comes on, pumps some party rock anthem by Mayo.
Yes.
And then everyone's just, like, shuffling on the tennis court. Hey, how fun would that be?
And you know what? Every once in a while, get Ellen out. She can be the ambassador.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
She comes out, you know, she starts it off and then gets the players a little excited. And then everyone just joins in.
Exactly. Oh, Ellen. We need to get onto her. She will be so excited by this idea.
Of course, Ellen is coming on in the show, I believe, next week.
Hopefully. We're trying so hard to get it through to her.
In fact, Ellen broadcast live in the studio. We're going to fit all 500 people in this small room.
If you want to get onto the show in the crowd, just, you know, send us a text. We'll hook you up with tickets.
Front seat. We'll even let you. In fact, it'll be so crowded, you'll practically be right next to the mic. So you'll get, if you cough, you're pretty much on Ellen.
Exactly.
One other thing. I mean, just to sidetracking a bit, Ellen, how much do you reckon it costs for a ticket?
Well, I've heard, I don't know this.
I mean, I've been on Ellen a couple of times, but I'm not too sure.
That it's like a ballot system. So people like put in for a ballot and then it turns out the tickets are free or something.
Okay.
But it's like in such high demand, you're rarely going to get a ticket and you don't get to choose when. Like, I've heard that. I'm not sure if that's actually how it works. It may have been for Oprah or something similar. Maybe The View. But
The View. No one wants to go on The View. No. Even the co-hosts are like, listen, I don't want to be... I'm not going to... I'm sick. I've forcefully put my head in a bucket of, you know, cow manure. And, you know, I can't do the show.
No,
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Well, I was watching The View the other day. God, it was the worst 3 minutes of my life. But I came out and I just noticed that the whole crowd was just full of middle-aged women.
Yeah.
And then they zoomed in on like the one guy in the audience and he was just like, I hate my life.
It's like, I'm gay, so it's justified. Because we're going to cut to a song. And, you know, before we're talking a bit about Ellen, because we're huge Ellen fans, we just dream one day we'll get on the show.
I just really want to meet Ellen. I love her so much.
It's just, she just has so much power. She's the new Oprah, I think many are saying.
Yeah, well, Oprah's disappearing. She's leaving. So it just leaves Ellen to control daytime television.
Exactly. And we're just thinking, how can you get on Ellen? Because I tell you what, me and Tom, we'll do anything to get on Ellen.
I would lick dirty things.
That really shows your dedication. but I'm just thinking maybe you could just... Because often what happens on Ellen is that the housewives listen to the show. They
I found that a lot of them are like middle-aged women. So that's like if you're a middle-aged woman, you're on. Like you're going to be there before yeah. anyone else.
Change your name. Change your name to a very Caucasian kind of...
Like Mary Fields.
Jenny Mills.
Jenny Mills. That's a good one.
That's a good one. But I was just thinking maybe because often what happens on Ellen is that these housewives, as they like to call themselves, you know, professional women who have like a home...
It's a job, apparently. Yeah,
who run like a home business selling, you know, condoms selling to cards. People in Russia. but I don't know what they're doing. But yeah, just like have some really sad story. Like, oh, my friend's in the military. my husband's in the military. I've got 10 kids.
I mean, that is kind of a legit excuse. Yeah. Like a legit reason to be sad.
No, but you make it up, Tom. You make it up, Tom.
Okay, yes.
So, you know, he died. And then I had another husband. He went to the military. He died again.
Yeah.
My kids got, you know, cerebral palsy. that's all, not wow, nothing to laugh I think, about.
These are things that are horrible.
Yeah, but to us,
definitely
hilarious.
Get you on Ellen.
Definitely get you on Ellen. Okay, you know, and I think the one thing you could also do is prove that you can do the Ellen dance, because that's a must.
Well, have you seen, like, in before the show starts, they always film people dancing?
Yes.
And then sometimes they put it on in the episode, and they're just retarded, like, horrible dancers.
So I say practice, you know, dedicate your own YouTube channel
to you dancing. Yeah.
And if she picks it up...
Well, she always trolls YouTube as well. So, like, if you're a big YouTube star like Julius, you've got more chance of getting on.
I know.
She's going to see you and be like, that's hilarious.
Especially that bit I did about the KKK and the 9/11. That was hilarious.
And how much you hate lesbians. yeah. Like, oh, that, God. That's another good one. That'll get you straight
Portable
in.
Porn for kids. That's going to sell.
Good stuff. We've done some good stuff on the show.
But also another thing, maybe you're a child or a kid, you know, be one of those like maybe like gifted musician when you're like 6 years old, because they're often on Ellen's show.
Well, Ellen has a record label as well now.
Oh, really?
That based around a kid who's about 12 who's so, like, that's the only person she signed who sings like crappy pop songs on piano. And she picked him up because she was trolling YouTube and found him playing Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
Oh, I'll tell you though, if you're actually at home, listen to that song Paparazzi. By Lady Gaga. No, sorry. The kid doing Paparazzi.
No, you just want them to listen to Lady Gaga, don't you?
I love Gaga. She just looks like a whore, but she is just so talented.
yeah, well, you know what? We're going to talk about that later.
I'll be honest, though, but like that kid, when I first heard it, I cried.
You
like,
cried?
Seriously, I was that emotional. He's just so talented for a 12-year-old.
You constantly astound me with the things that you do.
Like, seriously, I was just like, this kid is so good, yet he's so young. I just want to punch him in the face in a cute kind of way.
Well, no one else can do that now because Bieber's just taking control of that.
Fucking Bieber.
But, you know, if you want to get on Ellen, that's where you go. That's how you're going to get on Ellen. Also, if you're Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift's biggest fan, ever bought anything by Taylor Swift, you're going to get on the show.
If your name is Taylor... You're getting on the show.
Or like, just make yourself your nickname is just Swift. Like Julius Swift Reed. You'll get on like nobody so easily.
Yeah, me and Tom, we're starting a Taylor Swift cover band. Cool. And we're already on a show. We're booked for every show, I believe.
Most shows, yeah. Usher was going to be on, but we kicked him off because she loves Taylor Swift so much.
Chris Brown was on, but then she realized she didn't want to get beaten up. So postpone that.
Well, we're going to take down Chris Brown when we're over in America.
Is it true that when Chris Brown's on a talk show, they make him stand up? They don't want him on a chair in case he'll throw it at the host.
They don't even put a chair in his like general region anymore.
They put him behind a bulletproof
and they
like,
make him like they put him in handcuffs like behind his back so he can't actually like move his arm.
And they have the audience just shouting like boo and throwing tomatoes at him. Geez, his image has really been tarnished, hasn't it?
It has. But other ideas for Ellen, man. Like
Have you considered doing maybe the Ellen makeover? Looking more like Ellen.
Oh, so like wear the slacks and the jumper and the shirt that she always wears, that one outfit she has.
Here's a little niche idea. Maybe if you want to get seen, because often she's trolling the YouTube.
She is always trolling the internet.
What else is she doing with her spare time? Being popular?
definitely.
Going around. Here's actually one segment that happened. She went to a hotel and started feeding people pancakes. That's what she does in her spare time.
And apparently that's really good television.
Yeah, apparently that's normal.
I found it hilarious.
Yeah,
but it was great.
It was good television. Feeding goldfish, classic. That's going to go down. In the past 50 years, never have I seen better television. Even better than the magician guy, David Copperfield.
Oh, yeah he's crap compared to Ellen.
What can he do? Nothing.
Has he even been on Ellen?
Yeah.
yeah,
that proves his popularity. Loser.
Shit.
What's he doing? Doing heroin on the gutter somewhere? Because that's what I expect if you've not been on Ellen. I think we're going to cut to a small song. Get back to a bit more Ellen. You're listening to Thomas and Jules Crack a Fat here on 3SSR.